This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. ship with equipment for building a pier is on its way to Gaza as part of a plan to ramp up aid, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The results.
The efforts began just 2 days after President Joe Biden announced plans to ramp up aid deliveries by sea to the besieged enclave, where thousands of Palestinians have been going hungry. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Palestinian casualties continue to rise. In Khan Yunis, more than a dozen people were killed after an Israeli shelling.
Allahu Akbar!
Footage captured by the AP shows relatives praying for their lost loved ones outside a local hospital. The victims included women, children, and disabled people. Israel rarely comments on specific incidents during the conflict and has held Hamas responsible for civilian casualties, claiming that the militants placed themselves in crowded neighborhoods. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A somber mood is hanging over the start of Ramadan for Palestinians amid the ongoing conflict in Gaza and the looming threat of famine. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Preparations are underway in Gaza's Rafah for a very different Ramadan this year. Ibn Sahib Abu Jabal now lives in a tented camp in the southern city.
It is not like other years when the Ramadan table had different types of food. This year, God knows if we can find the food. Many people will be fasting and won't find food to break their fasting.
Nevertheless, she said they were insisting on putting up decorations and celebrating.